In Death Podcast. Hosted by Barry Mars. Season 2, Episode 1. Featuring Brian. Enjoy the show.
In Death Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I got my brother with me, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's going on, y'all? It's Bryant. That's the only name I know to go as. I do have a little, I'm an artist to start off with. I do have a little clothing brand called Substance Unknown. And yeah, I just like creating stuff, you know.
Dope. All right, so first question, Mal, let's get into it.
All right.
You have the opportunity to do in-house design for a brand in collaboration with your brand. Oh, which brand are you picking and why?
That's a good question off the top. I've been really into fabric. So, and as far as with fabric, just putting different fabrics together to make something. I feel like Sakaya, I believe it's the name of the brand. I feel like that'd be, you know, a good duo.
Yeah.
I feel like I just like her work for real. I love her work. And yeah.
Dope. So next question. You get the chance to pick 3 figures to model in your clothing for a fashion brand and you for your fashion brand. And you also get to select any director to film the, what do they call that? Basically the promo for it.
Okay.
So which 3 figures are you picking and which director are you picking to film?
I gotta think about that one.
Is there...
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'm going to go with the homie, which is you. Of course, you're going to be in it. So, yeah, of course, the big Barry Mars, you know. And who else?
Could be anybody, bro.
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Okay. Dead or alive. I'm gonna go with, it came to me, just left. Well, I'm gonna go with Michael Jackson for one. Go with him. Cause anything that, he's so influential that anything that he basically, you know, have on or anything like that, is, I feel like it's gonna just pop. And it's Michael Jackson, so why not, you know?
Facts.
And I would say I'm gonna go Virgil as well, yeah.
I figured you was gonna pick Virgil, bro. I had a feeling.
Yeah.
All right, so favorite, pick top 2 music artists that you like to listen to when you're creating.
Well, Kanye, sure. That's a given. How many do I have again? You said 2?
Let's do three.
3? Dang, that's still not enough. But Kanye puts me in the mood, of course. Pusha T as well. Pusha T. And when I And I would say, Peggy, JPEG Mafia. I feel his music, puts me in like a mood. A lot of the times, everything I've been hearing from him has been just very off the wall and random. And my inspiration a lot of times just comes from things like that, you know, just random things, you know? Whether it's me just being at work or listening to music or anything, I see something, my imagination just runs wild and I just think of random things. So whenever I do listen to his music and how random it sounds and everything like that, because the next track from the last track that you heard from him is totally different, you know?
Right.
So yeah. Definitely a JPEG Mafia.
Dope. All right, next question. Top three fabrics to work with when you're designing. Or materials. Top five.
Top five?
Yes, sir.
Not a top five. Oh, man. All right. Suede,
yes, sir.
Just a regular canvas. Patent leather, different types of patent leather too. Like the ones that's, I guess, I don't know what it is, but it's like it has a texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
Certain ones have texture. I guess it's molded onto it. And I'm still learning fabric, you know, so I don't know a lot of fabric that I actually like. And Navajo print, of course. Navajo print. And what's that for? And the last one, and these are not in order, of course. I know you said top five, but I can't give it an order. New Buck,
yes sir.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
New Buck. Dope. All right, so what do you feel like your contribution to fashion is or will be in the future?
Well, my contribution, I would say I want my stuff to have, things that have maybe a message, in the sense of you can make something out of nothing, basically. Hence the name Substance Unknown. Substance is anything and everything, and it comes from the unknown, of course. You know, maybe that sounds jumbled, but if you think about hard enough, I mean, it kind of makes sense. But I would say that for everybody out there that is, I guess, like me in a sense, this Black man, Black creator, that's inspired by, you know, fashions of all kinds, you know, maybe wants to make their own clothes or inspired to, you know, just impact anybody, I mean, that may have came from somewhere that you came from or whatever. I mean, yeah, I just want to inspire those people, I guess, and impact those. And yeah.
Dope. All right. So last question. You get to go back in time to your birth year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And show one clothing line to your younger self, which clothing line are you showing him and why? Which current clothing line? I should have said that.
So a current clothing line showing him, showing the younger me back then.
Yes, sir.
Off-White. Off-White. Yes, Off-White. Because, yeah, what Virgil did for us, man, is it's definitely a game changer. And I would definitely say that he has been a huge impact. Like, he actually, I would say, me and I'm sure a lot of other people, like, put that battery in people's back to just, I guess, get up and create things, you know, want to create something, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And, yeah, I really, really admire Virgil. So, you know, rest in power to him. And, yeah, man. Definitely Off-White.
Nah, yeah. Facts. Like, honestly, I would have said the same thing because that's what got me into making clothes was Virgil. Like,
yeah.
Like, it, you know, I saw another Black designer really being innovative with it. You know, there was nothing like the Off-White Jordan collabs. There was nothing like that out before he did that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, man. So that's, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see if I got a bonus question. Oh, give two spiritual tips that you can give today.
Good. One spiritual tip is words are very powerful. So always pay attention to what you're saying to people and to yourself. When you wake up, meditate or say your affirmations, anything, you know, that'll get you in that state of just positive energy, you know, bring that positive energy to you. What's another thing? 20 minutes left again. Dang, what was it? Just take it one day at a time. One day at a time, you know. Just be better than the last. It's all you can do in this world, you know. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, so we've reached the end of the podcast. Plug yourself in, man. Anything you got coming out, IG, all that. Plug yourself in, bro.
Okay, so like I said, I have a clothing brand. Well, it's not even a clothing brand, I would say. It's just a collection of just art. And it will have some pieces in there that I will be selling. It'll be some hand-sewn pieces. And they'll be of like very limited quantity just to keep the, you know, the quality of it, you know, and the rareness of it as well. You can follow me at I'm gonna just say this because I guess the letters, because when I say it don't really make sense, but it's SKN dot, did I say that right? No. It's sub.ukn, Substance Unknown. So it's sub.ukn. Yeah, that's it. And I'm nervous, by the way. This is my first podcast. So.
Nah, it's all good, bro. You did great, man. Season 2, episode 1. I appreciate you being on the pod, bro. For real, man.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace.
Peace.
This has been a broadcast of InDef Podcast. Stay tuned next week for episode 2 featuring Tsunami.
InDef Podcast.